Bo was about to call it a night when he heard a lot of hoofbeats in the street outside.
Streetmeyer! I told you you'd be sorry, you damn Dutchman!
Everybody hit the dirt!
The glass in the two big front windows exploded inward as a volley of shots shattered them. Lead now filled the air inside the birdcage. The mirrors behind the bar shattered, and bottles of liquor arranged along the back bar exploded in sprays of booze and glass as bullets struck them. As Bo dived out of his chair, he rammed a shoulder into Davidson, knocking the man to the floor out of the line of fire. Bo palmed out his Colt as Scratch overturned the poker table to give them some cover. Scratch crouched behind the table with Bo and drew his long-barreled Remingtons. Churchill must have gathered up a dozen or more of his ranch hands in some of El Paso's other saloons and gambling dens and brothels and led them back here to Strittmeyer's place. Davidson crawled along the floor and got behind the same table where Bo and Scratch had taken cover. He pulled his gun from the shoulder holster Bo had seen earlier and started firing toward the street.
I knew Churchill was a little loco, but I didn't think he was crazy enough to come back and lay siege to the place.
Everyone stay down, yeah?
The next moment, several shotguns poked over the bar. A barrage of buckshot blew out with little glass remained in the windows and ripped into the cowboys in the street. Men and horses went down. Suddenly, Churchill leaped his horse onto the boardwalk and then viciously spurred the animal on into the saloon. The horse was terrified. Anybody could see that. But Churchill forced the wild-eyed beast off. Men rolled and jumped desperately to avoid the slashing, steel-shod hooves.
So stop it! For God's sake, stop it!
Three-toed Johnny had a derringer in his hand that Bo knew had come from a concealed sheath up the gambler's sleeve. Johnny swung it up toward Churchill, but the cattleman was faster. He had a six gun in his right hand, which Churchill triggered as he swung it down with a chopping motion. Johnny was thrown backward by the slug. Churchill sent his horse crashing into the overturned table. Bo and Scratch threw themselves to the side to get out of the way, but the table rammed into Davidson and knocked him down. His gun flew out of his hand. Churchill brought his revolver to bear on the helpless Davidson, who lay sprawled on the floor under the rearing horse.
Now I'll get you, you damn dirty bar butcher!
Bo and Scratch fired again. And this time, they didn't miss. Churchill toppled out of the saddle. Suddenly riderless, the panic-stricken horse whirled around a couple of times and then leaped out through one of the already broken front windows. The shooting from outside had stopped. Churchill's men were all either dead or had lit a shuck out of El Paso. A pale and visibly shaken August Strittmeyer emerged from behind the bar, clutching a reloaded shotgun.
They are all gone, yeah?
Looks like it.
Bo and Scratch hurried to the side of Three-Toed Johnny. As they knelt down, they saw that the gambler's vest was soaked with blood.
I think I'm shot, Bo.
I'm afraid so, Johnny.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, huh?
Bad enough.
Well, hell, we all draw a bad hand sooner or later. Churchill?
He's dead as can be, pard.
Good. At least, I'm not the only one to fall.
I never thought, I never dreamed that Churchill would do such a damn thing. To come back with his men and open fire on innocent people. The man was insane.
Yeah, I don't reckon he was loco. Just poisoned, mean, and too used to getting his own way.